Human trafficking, which is essentially modern-day slavery, is a bigger problem today than it was at the height of the slave trade over 200 years ago. That's according to Graham Hodge from the Salvation Army.
The problem is so big that it affects over 2 million people every single year. At least 50% of those are children. So it's also not an issue that is just in other countries. It's also very much alive and unfortunately well here in our own country, in the UK.
So where are these children coming from and what are they being used for?
Well, primarily the UK is a destination country and children are taken from source countries such as African countries, especially East Africa, and brought across. And many of them are put into domestic slavery situations where they might even be bought over by relatives and forced into sort of being the kind of live-in housekeeper and to serve as essentially a slave within the house. Often they're denied education and in many ways they're not treated very nicely either. And in some cases they're abused also. It is a situation that's hard to kind of get a full picture of what kind of scale it's on, especially in this country, primarily because there's no real way of getting official figures about kind of illegal slaves that might be serving this country. But in other countries, we do have certainly a bigger picture and a very harsh picture of what the situation is. In countries like Sri Lanka, for example, there are over 30,000 boys who've been trafficked into forced prostitution. And that's primarily 8 to 12-year-old boys. And they're primarily a sex tourism, mainly for UK, German and Dutch businessmen who will travel there to exploit and abuse them. So just in that one situation, you can see the scale of trafficking is really horrendous in our world today.
Now, these children are obviously going to grow up and become adults. So what happens then?
You know, that is the big question, isn't it? Because obviously any child that experiences any kind of abuse has inevitably psychosocial kind of needs that arise from that. Certainly for kids that have been abused and exploited and trafficked in this way, there's an enormous amount of trauma. But organisations like the one that I work for are involved in those children's lives and certainly in the ones that have been rescued and are able to kind of support them and to kind of help them through the kind of whole range of healing processes that need to take place and where appropriate also reunite them with their families back in their own villages again.
And what about the people that are using them? Because presumably once you've got beyond a certain age, you're not as attractive to these businessmen coming over from Europe. So what happens to you then? Are you just cast out?
In many ways, yes. But then often children who've been exploited and are vulnerable in that way are then, I guess, not only are they tossed aside, but they're actually tossed into an even more vulnerable position in that they're living on the streets and then they have no way to fend for themselves. And then they're vulnerable to the lures of other traffickers. They're vulnerable to other forms of exploitation. And certainly the kind of picture that's painted, I guess, of their future is rather grim, primarily because they don't have education and they don't have the opportunities that you and I take for granted.
Now, what happens to these traffickers if they're caught?
Well, depending on what country you're in, a variety of things. In some countries, the laws actually favour the trafficker in many ways. For example, in Sri Lanka, although law has been passed a few years ago now that actually child victims of trafficking are to be treated as victims, and the reality is that they're still housed in probation houses, which also house the offenders. And they'll be transported to trials in prison trucks. By all intents and purposes, they're treated as prisoners, even though it's allegedly for their own protection. In the UK, the laws are much more in favour of the victim, and they certainly treat the victim as exactly that, a victim. And so the care and support for them is much more comprehensive and much more encompassing of the kind of needs that a child would have in that situation.
What sort of things can be done to try and at least reduce, if not ultimately obviously stop this trade altogether?
There's three things that we always encourage people to do. And certainly this would go for the UK as well as other countries like Sri Lanka or Malawi, where we've seen other situations of this as well. And that is to raise awareness, raise funds and raise your voice. And essentially raising awareness is all about education and awareness, not only for potential victims, but actually for those in countries like the UK, where we can actually find out more about this issue. And the more that we know about this issue, the less chance it has of thriving in our own communities. Secondly, to raise funds to support organisations and programmes of anti-trafficking and campaigns that are certainly fighting against the evil trade that is trafficking. And thirdly, to raise your voice, to really get involved in advocacy and campaigning and to speak out against this injustice.
That's Graham Hodge.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.